Vanderbilt University Medical Center is proud to present Vanderbilt Health Radio, your guide to the latest in healthcare research and treatments. Here's your host, Debbie Allen.
And you're listening to Vanderbilt Health Radio on NashvilleNetRadio.com, where Music City talks online, powered by WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Talking about joint replacements, we're talking about knees and hips and becoming bionic. You know, of course, all the boomers need probably new knees and hips. And we're talking of a number that's about 300,000 a year that soon will need new knees and new hips. So how do you get back on your feet? How quickly can you get back to normal activities? We're talking with a physical therapist in the Vanderbilt Joint Replacement Center, Sheila Gaffney. So glad to have you. Everybody wants to get back to normal activities. How quickly can you do it?
Getting back to normal activities just sort of depends on your age and what good shape you were in prior to your surgery. If you were active and exercised a lot prior to your surgery, you'll, of course, jump back faster. Most people will resume some form of normal life, but it just depends, again, on their age and their prior activities.
So you're talking a matter of weeks or a matter of months?
Usually a matter of months. The average is around 6 weeks, which is the shortest period of time that you'll be doing physical therapy. But we believe that since this is a quality of life operation, that it doesn't stop with that after the 6 weeks of therapy for the knees and usually 12 weeks for the hips. And we really want people to go back to a wellness program after that, where they will be going on and doing fitness really for the rest of their lives. But really, we like to think that at a year's time after the surgery, that you'll be able to wake up one morning and realize, I don't hurt anywhere anymore. I don't have anything wrong with me. I am perfectly back to normal.
That would seem like a dream come true for some of our listeners. Is it hard to regain a normal gait?
Not hard. You do need the skill of a physical therapist to help you to get back to that point. There are a lot of weaknesses that take place in the hips and in the knees, and that's what where our expertise lies. And we help you exercise and help you get back your normal gait, or as normal as we can get. There are instances where people need to have more than one hip or more than one knee done. And in that interim period, we try to make you as comfortable as possible until you have the other side or the other joint replaced, if that's needed. If that's the case, then we strengthen you as much as we can, and then that just makes the next surgery a little bit easier.
Is it hard to be able to squat and do things like that when you have your knees operated on?
It's a little bit more difficult. We tell people to keep their knees and their hips together as much as possible when they're squatting so that they don't dislocate their hips when they try to squat, but they can squat. Knee squatting, you can squat as far as you can get down. We do work with you very diligently on that. You're not going to be squatting like you were when you were 15 years old, but we do get you to a functional level where you can get down and do things closer to the ground.
Yeah, because a lot of folks want to get back to normal activities, and for them, you know, gardening could be a huge part of that. Is it tough to get back on down on your knees or play with your grandkids?
It just takes time. It just takes a period of time. And what we like to suggest is that if you're a big, avid gardener, that you do invest in a nice pad for your knees so that you go down, because there's not a lot of fat or padding in between the prosthesis and the skin of your knees. And so it feels a bit strange when you're down on your knees for a long period of time. So a nice gardening stool or a rolling gardening stool, something like that, is what we prefer for the gardening. Now, for your grandkids, the key to getting down is to be able to get back up. So what we like to do is teach you how to get down and get back up. But really, so many people's goals, particularly in the grandfather and grandmother stage, is that they can get down and play with their grandkids. So we work very, very hard to get them back to that.
When people come in for physical therapy, do they tell you that, do they feel weird? I mean, can they feel something, a foreign presence in their body?
Well, you know, that's really strange, because I always thought that it'd be like having fake nails put on your fingers. But nobody ever really talks about that. No, they don't. They feel like it really becomes part of their body, and they can't really even tell that it's a strange object in their body. Yeah.
All right. I just wondered about that.
Yeah.
How many days a week is physical therapy and for how long?
Well, for our knee patients, I'll start out with that, we have our knee patients. We're very aggressive with our knee patients because they need to get range of motion very quickly after the surgery. And so we have them coming in 5 days a week for 2 weeks and then 3 days a week until they go back to see their surgeon at 6 weeks. For the hip patients, we're a little bit more lenient. We don't have to quite get them up and going quite as fast. We do have them up and going, walking and things like that. But for the hips, the prosthesis needs to be healing in. The muscles need to be growing back together and healing. So they come about twice a week in the beginning. And then as they reach around 5 or 6 weeks, then we start them coming back about 3 times a week. And then we transition them to the gym and a wellness program. So then it's up to them how often they come.
All right, if you've just clicked on, you're listening to Vanderbilt Health Radio. I'm Debbie Allen. We're talking now with Sheila Gaffney, who is a physical therapist in the Vanderbilt Joint Replacement Center. What sports can you return to if you have knees replaced or a hip replaced?
Probably more like what we don't want you to return to. We do not want you returning to high-impact activities. Now, we say you can go back to your high-impact activities, but you'll probably be back with us in another 5 or 8 years after that. But we don't want you doing high-impact activities.
How do you define those?
High-impact activities would be running, jogging, primarily running and jogging, playing singles tennis. Doubles tennis, fine. And in fact, a lot of people, if you were active in the sport prior to your surgery, you can return to most sports. The ones that we're a little bit leery about are like water skiing. If you've had a hip replacement, you catch an edge of a ski, that doesn't go down very well. But if you've been a good skier, like snow skier or golfer, certainly people return to golf very quickly. Doubles tennis, those seem to be the two main prevalent things, golf and tennis. When can I go back? Well, you know, when you can swing, you can go back. So they do go back to that. But we don't want you running, unless, of course, you have to run for your life on occasion.
Okay.
So.
Do you subscribe to the philosophy, no pain, no gain?
For hips, it's not really that essential. For knees, unfortunately, knees are quite painful after surgery, and so unfortunately there is a lot of pain to get the gain with knee replacement surgery.
But you got to hang in there.
Yeah, you got to hang in there.
Expect strong pain for how long?
Well, usually, and I have to qualify this because we do give you plenty of pain medicine. And, in fact, we say for physical therapy, there are three things you need: your shoes, your shorts, and your pain medicine. Shoes, shorts, and drugs. That's okay. Our mantra. And you need the pain medicine probably for the knee replacements, probably for 6 weeks, but really intensely probably for the first 2 weeks. And then it starts to taper off, and you'll almost always need it for physical therapy, unfortunately. But as you taper off and once people come off blood thinners, they can go back to anti-inflammatories for a period of time if they were on them prior to their surgery. And that helps take the edge off pain, or Tylenol, things like that.
Okay.
And all of those things help to manage the pain. And also using ice packs in the interim when you're having pain and it's not quite time for your pain medicine yet, to use a lot of ice packs, and we do that. Our hip patients, on the other hand, basically have incisional pain, and that's the only pain they have. They're the only ones that we can say, okay, when you wake up, that horrible grinding groin pain that you went into surgery with is gone.
That's amazing.
And the incisional pain's there, but that goes away very quickly.
To find out more, you can log on to VanderbiltHealth.com/orthopedics. That's VanderbiltHealth.com/orthopedics. And that's VanderbiltHealth.com/orthopedics. Sheila Gaffney, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.